Malaysia has now announced it will join BRICS and as well granting BRICS control over the Strait of Malacca. I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Explosive news coming out of the BRICS. BRICS are now taking over shipping lanes, and wait until you see the last slide. We're talking big stuff like oil. This is huge, but it's not just the initial BRICS and what they're doing. It's how they're controlling the world's trade and how they're going to shut out the United States, NATO, and the West. This is big. I can't even believe it's happening this fast. So many people keep saying it will never happen this quick, and they keep downplaying it, yet BRICS keep growing. They're not going down, they're going up to the point where China is fully committing to Russia. And of course, this goes into the whole Ukraine situation. All of this, when I get done, you'll understand a little more why the war in Ukraine with Russia is absolutely vital to the survival of the West and the United States. Not so much the countries, but the currency dominance. And it's important to get, because this is why the dollar is in demise and why soon you're going to see radical things happen in our markets and with our dollar, because the world is dictating, because the United States and NATO have lost control. So let me give you kind of a first hand of where we're starting here. Now, many of you, we know that it's the Ukraine war with Russia, but then we have the Israeli war with Hamas. But there's more going on with just Israel and Hamas. Obviously, it's getting ready to full-blown turn into war in the north with Hezbollah. Now, all of this is Iran. Even bigger is the Yemen situation and how they're controlling the waterways. Take a look at this. This is a 10-year war that's been going on, civil war with Yemen. Now, it's basically against Saudi Arabia, but Iran is backing Yemen. And it hasn't been going very well. Now, the United States has really been, supposedly anyway, with the petrodollar, we have been the ones that were supposed to back Saudi Arabia militarily. We haven't really done the best job of supporting Saudi Arabia in this. And yet what we're doing now with this administration is we're undermining the Abraham Accords and the peace that we were trying to bring into the Middle East. But this Yemen situation is extremely real. They're controlling the waterways. Right now, this is the area we're talking about here. This is near the Persian Gulf, and you can see the red circle. That is the Red Sea. This is the waterway that goes up towards Israel and Egypt and so forth on the side of Saudi Arabia. This is the area that the Yemenis are controlling. Now, you're not hearing a lot in the Western world as far as media goes, but the Yemenis are really, really good with their warfare, and they're sinking ships in the Red Sea. They're causing such havoc in the Red Sea that a lot of corporations and shipping companies are just refusing to ship goods up to Israel, and it's becoming a real issue. I know you probably heard, now nobody knows what's real. I don't really trust either side, but Yemen did say that they even attacked the USS Eisenhower aircraft carrier. Now, the United States said they debunked it, but honestly, we really don't know who to believe, because even the West is being extremely deceitful with information. This is an information war. But this area of the Red Sea is a major part, because if you look on the other side, that's where Oman, United Arab Emirates, and then you have Iran, and that's the Persian Gulf, and then, of course, Iraq and Kuwait. This whole waterway and region is now being controlled by other forces. Now, remember, the petrodollar deal was what gave the United States its power. It's how we controlled the world, because Saudi Arabia and the United States in the 70s made an agreement that if Saudi Arabia, who controlled OPEC, made all countries buy energy in U.S. dollars, then these countries had to then own oil or own American dollars to buy oil and or natural gas. June 9th, a 50-year agreement that the United States had with Saudi Arabia was not re-upped. they did not sign a new agreement. Saudi Arabia officially has told the United States to take a hike, and they are now moving towards the BRICS, which, remember, is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and many, many others. This is so big because at the time we are at the worst inflation, and I show that often, at a time the United States has printed so much currency, we can't afford to lose the area and where we were controlling the world with our dollars, because they all had to buy U.S. treasuries with reserves. And now all of these countries are ditching not just the dollar, but they're ditching our treasuries at a time we're also having to reissue $10 trillion in U.S. treasuries with interest rates explosively high, which will bring us to about $1.6 trillion by the end of the year in just interest alone. There's a lot more going on here, and it's not just these skirmishes. It's not just we want to destroy Russia, break it up into four provinces, and take over their natural resources. Obviously, that's a factor. I know they even said it. I think Nuland even came out and said it from the State Department and said that was the objective. But they're failing. It's bigger than this. This is the survival of the dollar, and why I contend we better be properly diversified. It's going to happen when you least expect it. And that dollar is coming down. And I wouldn't be surprised if our markets come down 50%. But are you properly diversified? That's where I'd be going to Cornerstone Asset Metals, having a conversation at least, and being properly out of the paper system and having yourself protected with silver and gold. This region is hot. And they're doing it. They're actually taking on ships. They're blowing ships up, cargo ships, and putting the pressure. Now, here's what's interesting. Now, we're not getting the spin properly in the West, but the United States isn't very effective. Yes, we're taking out radar sites in Yemen, but our incredibly large, super sophisticated, and really, really expensive military isn't functioning very well. We're not maintaining control of the Red Sea. Our technology and our warfare kind of ideology isn't working here, and it's not going to work in the Far East as well. The United States is doing everything they can to fight back. Granted, we have phenomenal Navy, but our systems are expensive. So we're launching 60, 70 million and more, let's say, a missile, and we're being blown out by something that cost $1 million. We're spending a fortune trying to defend an area we can't even do anything about. We're not controlling it, and this is a big deal. Now, it's not just that we lost the petrodollar deal, but more importantly, right now, it's this. It's the rise of the BRICS and the new currency. And I'm going to continue to talk about this because this new currency is backed by commodities and gold, why you're seeing not only our allies dumping U.S. treasuries like Japan. They have dumped over $200 billion in U.S. treasuries, and they're buying gold. Everybody's going back to commodities. And why is that? Currencies eventually go, these fiat currencies, they all go to zero. They always have. They always do. We in the West are at the end of a cycle. The BRICS are starting new, and they're starting new with a currency that is backed by commodities, where right now the United States and the euro is backed by nothing more than the good faith and credit. And what does that mean when we're in debt more than any nation in the history of the world? But being that the BRICS currency is rising, hear where this goes. Very interesting. Wait till you see the last chart. The BRICS expansion is explosive. So in the red here, you see, I'll go make this a little bigger. In the red, you see we have the Brazil down here in South America. Let me keep it down way so I can show you. Brazil down here in South America. And then you have the Russia, China, India, and then down at the tip here of South Africa. Now, why this is interesting is look at who's adding on. New members, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Egypt, I believe that's even over there now in Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates, which is all controlling the mouth of the Persian Gulf. And then you have now people applying for membership. You have over in Africa, South America. Look at all the yellow. And then look at the yellow in Southeast Asia. And wait until you see where this leads to, because this is why this has become so explosive and why this is almost a breaking story. This is a big deal. Look at the expansion. Does that show something to you? Here's the United States up here on the left. But what do you see? You see the world being taken over with affiliation to BRICS. The United States, Canada, and a little bit of Europe is all that's left. You have Australia floating down here. I'm not sure how long that lasts. And Africa is being totally taken over by BRICS. What is the United States and Europe going to do? That's why you see this double down, triple down war in Ukraine, getting Ukraine to attack Russia. It is a do or die for the Western hegemony and the reserve currency of the dollar, which already is gone. Once we stole the 300, well, they're trying to steal the 300 billion from Russia in the reserves. NATO's made it clear they're trying to do it. It's completely illegal. We are looking at a massive world war. But when you see who's running to the BRICS, I find this fascinating because even our allies, even the French, have made comments about going to the BRICS. I wouldn't be surprised if the French leave the euro. So this is getting hot. Now, many people say, oh, the West, United States, the G7, we call us, right? We just dominate. We control the world. Do we? Take a look at this. Nations now joining BRICS will control key sea lanes around the world, giving them the power to block U.S. sea lanes, just like the Yemeni military has shut down the Red Sea to the Western ship traffic. And look at here on the right in this chart. The BRICS versus the G7 and global GDP. Back in 2010, yes, we still dominate. We are the blue color. But look at in 2024. The BRICS countries are completely blowing away the G7 in GDP. I can't begin to say how absolutely important this is. Now, when I say they're controlling the shipping lanes, what they're doing is they're shutting down the ability of the Western world to control trade and do what they want. And so by shutting down the Red Sea, Yemeni has made it clear we got control of this. Wait until you see what else is getting shut down. But here is a visual of what the BRICS is about when you see it from the world map, like on a flat map per se. Look at this. This is the South American region. You can see Brazil. Even the other countries in South America here are bringing on board with the BRICS. And then we come right across the ocean there to South Africa, up towards India, and then you have China and Russia. Look at the connections they have. They have built rails. They have built roads, literally the Silk Road, and they control shipping. Now look at this green arrow on the map. That green arrow region here, that's Southeast Asia. Now, that was a predominantly controlled region by the United States. Why do you think Taiwan is such a big deal? We're not going to maintain Taiwan. I tell you that right now, it's belonging to China. If you look how close Taiwan is to China, you'll understand. This is a big deal because they control the routes. Now, here's something that really made this the headline today. Malaysia has now announced it will join BRICS. And as well, granting BRICS control over the Strait of Malacca. Why does the Strait of Malacca matter? Because one quarter of the world's commercial ships traverse that strait. Once the U.S. is blocked, the entire model of globalization trade collapses. You notice the region there, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Vietnam, Hong Kong, Philippines. Malaysia has now decided to go to BRICS. Once BRICS controls the shipping, we're at a naval war or we lose the deal. Can you see where this goes? Explosive stuff. Here's another visual and the one I want to end on right now. It's not just the shipping lanes and trade. I already showed you how the GDP is now surpassed the G7 with the BRICS. This currency is coming, and it's commodity-backed with gold. Why I contend one day soon, you're not even getting your hands on gold, and you'll probably be stunned at how expensive it's going to be. And please stay away from the big gold companies. If they got gold in their name, they're going to extremely gouge you in price. Always at least get a second opinion. Go to Cornerstone Asset Metals, because you could be buying twice as much as you could with these big companies. It's just not necessary to be spending on these numismatics. But take a look at this chart right here. This is about oil. This is the control and movement of oil. Do you notice where oil moves? Everywhere you see these red arrows, except for near the United States and Europe, are now controlled by BRICS. So now, not only did Saudi Arabia ditch the petrodollar with the United States, Saudi Arabia is now joining in with BRICS, along with the United Arab Emirates, Iran, Malaysia. You start to see the picture. They are de-dollarizing, ditching the dollar, which means our dollar will collapse. We have printed trillions upon trillions, and we have to continue to print trillions, which is going to be extremely dangerous to your buying power and to the future of the dollar. I contend we are potentially staring down a scenario of hyperinflation, and if you're not properly prepared for that, you're going to regret not making that diversification. This is real. What I showed you is happening in real time, and the Western media is not showing you. So until next time, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.